Joining us right now from Gun Owners of America, the Florida rep, Luis Valdez. Good morning, Luis. How are you?
Good morning, and I'm enjoying the warmings that we're getting right now.
Yeah, take it while you can get it. Colder weather's on the way, clearly. But let's talk about open carry. There's been a little more chatter and maybe some things happening in the Florida legislature. What do we know at this current time? Where is it headed?
Well, right now you have Representative Joel Rudman out from the panhandle. He introduced House Bill 31. It's a reintroduction of the bill that we pushed for this past session that Paul Renner killed within the first week. And basically it does a couple of things. Repeals red flags, repeals the open carry ban, and repeals the campus carry ban, along with fixing some small issues with permitting and fees and getting rid of some other gun-free zones like polling places.
What would be wrong with presenting three separate bills, one dealing with red flags, one dealing with campus carry, one dealing with open carry? Wouldn't you find less resistance in maybe getting, say, two out of three?
Well, we are always in favor of introducing any sort of legislation. And when this bill was originally drafted last year, Beltran wanted to do one omnibus bill. And Joel Rudman wanted to do another omnibus bill. So, you know, we're fine supporting that. And at the same time, we are in talks with other lawmakers to do other specific bills on specific tasks. One such bill in question is Senate Bill 94, introduced by Senator Randy Fine out of Brevard County here in the Space Coast. His bill repeals the under 21 purchase ban. That's all it touches. But you know what? We're backing that bill, too.
Well, we're supposed to be free Florida. Either we are or we aren't, and they need to back it up and behave that way. In Tallahassee, the governor seemed to be very positive toward at least the open carry part of it. I spoke to him personally on the air, and he said, "Yeah, don't be surprised if we get something done in that area." But who is it? The president of the Senate, hasn't he already said he'd shoot it down?
Ben Albritton said that he was against it because, as he puts it, Florida law enforcement is against it. And as a 15-year veteran law enforcement officer, I find that kind of ludicrous. When I was a cop on the street, it was only concealed carry. So I didn't know who was armed or who wasn't. In reality, open carry would have made my job a lot easier because I could see, oh, okay, that guy's armed. Oh, cool. Nice. Don't have to worry. Don't have to think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just institutional inertia. It's the constant fear that it's going to hurt the tourism industry, which is ludicrous. Look, Texas, Tennessee, Arizona, even Hawaii, they all have open carry. 45 states have it. And other tourist-related states, they're not suffering from it. Florida wouldn't suffer from it. But the other issue comes down to it is they just don't want to push the issue. They don't want to pass such legislation. But in the end, that's why we're the no-compromise gun rights organization. We're going to push the issue one way or the other. And the fact that you have a Senate president who wants to go against the will of the people and the governor, that kind of says something. That tells you where leadership in the legislature lies, and it's not with the constituency.
It also gets down to some basic principles that you either believe or you don't. And in the Declaration of Independence, which, you know, created a situation where we could be different and separate ourselves from a larger power in England, you know, declared our rights come from God. It's not government's job to decide which rights we get and how much of each right. So, you know, the way you talk, you just want restoration of rights the way they were intended. And, you know, of all the rights and the Bill of Rights and all that, the Second Amendment ends with shall not be infringed. So, you know, when these people get uncomfortable talking about guns, I mean, it is actually woven within the fabric of our nation that citizens can and should be armed.
Very much so. It's an inalienable God-given right, and we're not here to expand or allow. We're fighting to restore rights that have always existed. And that's what a lot of lawmakers fail to realize is they're not granting anything. We want them to restore rights that have always existed that were usurped by previous generations. And in the end, we're going to be victorious. Look, we even have a case in federal court challenging the open carry and under 21 carry ban in Florida. Oral arguments are scheduled for November 3rd, 2025. So no matter what, this is going to happen one way or the other. It's either going to be legislatively or through the courts. But we believe we're going to be victorious. And especially with this coming legislative session, we aren't giving up. Just because Ben Albritton said he was against it, that doesn't mean anything. The governor's for it. There's lawmakers that are supporting it. The people want it. We're going to push this issue no matter what.
You know, there's thousands, literally thousands, as you know, laws on the books that, you know, restrict guns and so-called gun control. It didn't seem to save the life of a recent CEO who was gunned down. I don't think that you can run around with a gun like, Luigi, right? I mean, isn't there laws against that? Yet somebody was still murdered in plain daylight.
New York has a ban on carrying without a permit. They have universal background checks for guns and ammunition. They have a ban on suppressors. They have numerous gun-free zones. They have no reciprocity. New York City doesn't even recognize New York State-issued carry permits. And guess what? Murder's been illegal since Hammurabi wrote it on a stone tablet. And you still had Brian Thompson get assassinated by this guy. So in the end, gun control doesn't solve anything because, again, going back to my law enforcement experience, criminals are criminals because, shocking news, they break the law. All gun control does is hurt the law-abiding citizen like Mr. Thompson because he followed the law. And what he get for? He got killed. Criminals don't care. They openly flaunt the law.
You have to kind of wonder if it was a state that had open carry and a city that allowed that. When you saw a guy draw down on somebody while his back was turned and he has a suppressor attached to the gun, that's a pretty good indication that it's not law enforcement trying to stop a bad guy at that point. This is an execution you could be witnessing, and somebody who is, you know, who is carrying might have possibly maybe not prevented the shooting in general, but might have got to him after he only got, say, one or two shots off, might have saved the CEO's life, right?
Well, there's been instances of that exactly happening. You had our own Mr. Stephen Williford out of Texas. He engaged the mass shooter that was trying to shoot up a church, and he put him 6 feet under with his own AR-15. You have that other incident out in, I believe it was Indiana, at a mall where there was a guy trying to be a mass shooter, and another individual who was a concealed carry permit holder. Even though Indiana has constitutional carry, I believe he even had his permit at the time. He drew his own Glock, engaged the bad guy, and put him 6 feet under and saved lives. You know, when seconds count, cops are minutes to an hour away. And as a former cop, I can tell you this. We mostly show up on scene with a notepad, take down the facts, and try to apprehend the guy that committed the crime. We're not there to prevent the crime. That's you. That's the general public. You are your own first responder.
If you're allowed to be. Right?
Yep.
Luis Valdez, Gun Owners of America, always a pleasure, my friend. If we don't talk to you before then, have yourself a fantastic Christmas.
Definitely. Have a good one.